Buenas. Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue our study in worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we sing him 511? Seated. Do you realize that there are more and more brothers know how to play piano? That's amazing, huh? Decades ago, we only see sister play piano. Never saw a brother play piano, like maybe decades ago. But now so many brothers know how to play piano. That's a good sign. Thank God. Maybe sister can give a sermon in the future. Let's pray. May the Lord help us.
Jesus Christ, we pray.
So who want to volunteer to talk about the how Timothy should conduct himself in the house of God? Anyone? How Timothy shall conduct himself in the house of God? Any volunteer? Sorry, let me choose one. Su Li Fen. Can you tell us how Timothy shall conduct himself in the house of God? 答案不在上面了，考试的题目啊。 How Timothy shall conduct himself in the house of God, from chapter 1 to chapter 6. Okay, so talk about love, right? And then chapter 2, talk about what? Chapter 2 talk about what? 那你找一个帮你忙，点一个名 ，Yeah, prayer. And then chapter 2 talk about one more thing about what? Marriage, okay? 来 ，a brother. Chapter 3. Alvin Shea. Alvin. Alvin Shea. Who is Alvin Shea? 来 ，chapter 3. What he shall do in the house of God? I thought this is in the test, no? Counselor, is this in the test? Counselor is not here. I thought this is in your test. Alvin, chapter 3, what is that? Huh? Are they ministers? You are right. Okay, chapter 4, I don't know what you're saying. So. Ariana Boivin? No, not so. Oh, it's you. Hi. Sorry. I just saw your name. Yes, chapter 4. Yeah, what he shall conduct himself. Heed to how shall Timothy conduct himself in the house of God? Chapter 4. Yes, and to his own. Teaching, that's right. Okay. Janice, who is Janice? Chapter 5. Janice, who is Janice? Chapter 5. 你刚来是不是? 对不起. 你哪个教会的? 关东桥，关桥，台北吗？大林，嘉义 ，OK。Felicia Chen, Chapter 5. Chapter 5, yes. How shall he conduct himself in the house of God? To the beginning of chapter 6. Felicia, where are you? Felicia, where are you? Oh yeah, chapter 5 and 6. I thought this is your test. Yes, deal with this type of people, that type of people. Deal with different type of people, right? This type and that type. And chapter 6, talk about, you need to be content. And the rich people shall be generous. But most important is content and godliness. Now, define godliness. Amanda Chen, define godliness. What is godliness? Okay, carry out the word of God. Treat the word of God seriously, like really from God, right? And practice it and preach about it. Fight for a good fight for it, right? It's truly godly. If you hold it till you die, this is truly godly, right? And godly with content is a great gain. I really love this verse so much. Godly with content is great gain. How many of you like to get rich? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you think are rich or poor? I don't mind. Who cares? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you like to be a poor person? Raise your hand. No, huh? There was a wise guy called Agur, Yagur. Huh? He prayed to God, do not allow me to rich, and do not allow me to poor. Huh? You know, there are certain situations that I truly admire to be rich, but in certain situations I really admire to be poor. In the airport, when I take airplane, I really admire those persons who have money. Especially long flight, right? They are able to sit in the first class. Man, it's so different. You can lie down like 180 degrees, right? You can lie down flat. I say, man, if I have more money, I should take first class, right? Of course, I'm not going to spend God's money. I spend my own money. If I have more money, I should take first class. You see, it's about 14 hours, you know? It's very long. You squeeze in like, oh, I hope I have more money to buy a first class. At that time, I really admire to be rich, right? But in certain occasions, I really admire to be poor. When I go to South Africa, right, there are so many robbery. You know, the church premises, right, they were very high, tall wall. And above the wall, there were electricity wire, right? And almost the good neighborhood is like that. Every house is like a jail. And I see like no one like walking in the street, only native African people, right? They can walk very happily in the street, and all the people, they are not walking the street. So over there, I hope I'm poor, I can be more free, right? I can roam around in the street, nobody is going to rob me or something like that, right? So really, rich is very interesting. In certain occasion, if I have money, I can sleep flat. In certain occasions, I hope I don't live in jail even though I have money, right? Because you're afraid you got robbery, you're robbery. So money or not, really it depends on the grace of God. And are you qualified to receive or not, to receive the grace of God or not? But the most important thing to me is content. How can you be a content person? No matter how much, you know, what kind of person you're going to be, right? Rich or poor, right? Most important thing is you can be content, but how can you be a content person? I think 1 Timothy offers us several secrets, huh? So we can learn to be content. You know, rich person can, if they have no content, huh, they cannot be happy either. You know, to me, desire could be a bottomless pit. 欲望是无底坑啊. The more you have, the more you like to have. If you do not have a content heart, 你拥有越多，你希望更多。 It's like those kind of without content, right? The Bible says it's all bad. Let's turn to Proverbs. Tell me which one of them is good. No? Proverbs. Chapter 30, verse 15 to 16. You tell me which of the stuff is good. Anne, I never call your name yet. Anne, you are Anne, right? All right, please read. 30:15. Which one is good? Which one you prefer to have? Desert? I mean, sorry. Indian hell. 石胎? What is 石胎? Barren womb. And desert, right? And fire. They are all things that cannot be content. The more you give fire, the more it's burning. Like a desert, no matter how much water you spray on the desert, it's not going to have It's hard to have a green, what, 绿洲, how do you say 绿洲? Oasis, right? No matter how much water you spray on it, it's still desert, right? 进水不足的地, 石胎, we will talk about this when you are really adults, we'll talk about this, right? It's never satisfied. And then hell never got satisfied. No content, no, nothing is good over here. Leeches, how many of you see leeches in your life? Huh? What does leeches look like, and what did they do? Ivan, not Ivan, Ivan, not Ivan, I what? The next lungs. But your blood. Have you ever got sucked by them? How do you get rid of them? Sorry. Huh? If you pee on them, they will get off. Or use some salt. You never got sucked by them? Leeches. They were too sucking power at the end, at the back. Like when they suck, they really suck hard. And they keep sucking your blood, right? And never enough. They will keep sucking your blood, never enough, right? When they were little kids, like rivers, four of them. You crawl across the river, you got all sucked by, all over the place, right? And you try to take it out. Cannot, right? So you do that, then it will work. Never enough. Give me. Blood, sucking blood. Can I call them blood sucker? Is sucker a good or a bad word? This is podium. I cannot say a bad word. Huh? Good word, bad word. Blood sucker is okay. Okay. It's never enough. It's like, oh. So without content, oh, it's no matter how much you have, it's not going to be good. Oh. So really, we hope as a Christian, you learn how to be content. Three secrets was given over here. I really very helpful. Oh. Number one secret, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. Who can read? Jin, would you please read? Really, if you want to be content, think about death. No matter how much you have, right? Like the rich man, the Bible says, right? The rich man, he talked to his soul, you know, because he had too much, he cannot store all the food. Therefore, he tore down all he has and rebuilt buildings and all the barns and store everything into the barns and talk to his soul. Talk to himself, so now from now on, you can live a good life, right? And what did the Lord say to him? It's very true, right? Let me ask you, if tonight you die, can you bring everything back? Can you? No, nothing really. If you want to be content, think about death. Death, thinking about death really will make you be more appreciative about what you have today. Think about death. Do you know what death, huh? Death can come anytime. Death, does not only come at the time you expect it to come. Let's turn to Proverbs. Ecclesiastics. Chapter 9, verse 12. Ecclesiastics, chapter 9, verse 12. If I know that I'm going to die tonight, you know, I'm really, what should I do? I'm not going to teach over here. I'm going to go back to my wife and holding her hand and take a walk and maybe go to dinner and have a good food and I don't know. If you know you're dying, right? Of course you want to do something different, right? But you do not know when you're going to die. You really, a lot of people, I like to say this in Chinese. I talk to the Chinese people all the time. 发财,发财,发财,发到入棺材, 真的. You keep making money to the point you are in the coffin. 发财,发财,发财,发到入棺材. 入棺材啊. Really? It's true. You make money, right? Till the point that you die, you are in the coffin. But guess what? Because you never know when death is going to come, right? Chapter 9, verse 12. Aldo, please read. If you like going into the forest and shooting a flock of birds, bang, 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 bang. Which birds will be shot by you? Do you know? I guess you don't know, right? So many birds over there. Even the birds do not know themselves, right? Bang, bang, bang. Oh, how come I die? And you don't die. You never know. Just you. It just comes. Like you go to the, when I go to Temba Church, I like to go to the ocean because there are many people spreading nets for the fish, right? This is a school of fish, right? They call it marlin fish. Ubiya. Oh. I always go there and I buy the fish from them. One fish for $1. So all week I just eat fresh fish, right? Just steam them, right? See, they spread nets. Then catch up. Oh, the fish do not know which one is going to be caught, right? Nobody know. Disaster, never know. You drive out. How do you know? The Bible says, how do you know you are going to run into love, run into hatred, run into dangerous? You don't know. People can die anytime. Accident, illnesses. You never know. Like I shared this with you in the past, I was really so scared to have one more funeral service in Bay Area when I was in Bay Area. Did I tell you this? I think I told you this, right? In Bay Area, when I was in San Francisco area, I have too much funeral services. I pray to God, God, no more, please. It's so sad, right? Too many. So many people die. Some young man, very zealous young man, I think I tell you this, right? San Francisco area, a very zealous brothers conducting the choirs, right, in Pacifica and also in San Jose, I guess. One Sabbath afternoon, he was driving back from Pacifica back to San Jose on the way, probably to die, doze off. And he drove himself off the highway, hit into the car, and died. 30-some years old. Another brother, also in San Jose area, right? 30-some years old, I believe. Very young, I'm not married yet. Mother's Day. The night before Mother's Day, he went out to buy Mother's Day car, never come back. Cannot discover where, lost. Later on, people find there's a gunshot on his head in East Palo Alto area. East Palo Alto, right? It's a bad neighborhood, right? Is it? Okay. They're all our brother. We don't know why. People are crying. They're questioning, God, God, what happened? These two brothers are so nice, huh? Later on, I realized why God allowed us to have that kind of lessons, you know? Bay Area people are too busy. You don't know. Bay Area, many startup companies over there. Bay Area, Silicon Valley, right? Google. Is Google over there? Google is over there. Facebook, where's Facebook? Facebook is over there, I think, right? All the startup, many startup companies was over there. People work day and night. God just want to remind people, right? Don't just 花財花財花財花到入棺材. Sorry. Making money to the coffin, to the point to the coffin, right? There's so many women. Like, how many of you know Elliot? Not this Elliot. Are you Elliot? Okay. How many of you know Elliot, Elliot, right? How old is he now, if he's still alive? Huh? 22. Good kids, I'm telling you. In that time, there's no Facebook, it's not as famous. We have Zynga at that time, right? Zynga. You post message on Zynga before? Elliot says that he wants to be a full-time preacher. If GA have no age limitation, I think at the age of 14 or 15, he wanted to be enrolled. Because since he was young, he has sick all the time. So he already sees through what is life. He think that the life is empty, vanity. He don't think that, you know, earning money is important. Any earthly stuff is important. He wants to serve the Lord. That's why he's writing Zynga. When I read that, many people cry. Many people write, when you read that, many people cry. Such a good boy, right? But since he was born, actually, he was something wrong with him already. His body has some problem already, right? So when we grew up, there always had problems. In Bay Area, when I was a preacher, playing basketball. After basketball, he was sent to hospital. Never came out. So brother, you know, you don't know, really. Death, if you truly have faith, death is a rest. Death is really a far better place, really. Elliot died, a brother in New Jersey. I have a dream. Dream that Elliot was consumed by the glory light of God. I ran into a 心臟科醫生, cardiologist in New Jersey, right? I asked him, when you do operation, and anybody die on you when you are doing this? He said, thank God. So far, nobody died on me. I said, if people truly die, what do you do? I said, there's a team. He said, there's a team behind him. When people are losing the blood, dying, right? He said, quickly give them what is that? Electricity jump? how do you call it? You know, they use something like to pump their heart, right? Huh? Defibrillator. And then they just wake up, right? And they always they say one thing to our brother, you know, he say, and our brother asks, how do you feel? And he say, I don't know, I just fall asleep. I feel like I was asleep. So that brother is saying, when the Bible says death is sleeping, he said it could be true. The way you feel about death is, oh, I just fall asleep. And then, almost dying, right? I mean, dying already, so, and you are, now I wake up. Something like that. So death is nothing to scare about. But if you think that you are too little in this life, right? You are not enough. How come your house is too small? You are not enough. Think about death. When death comes, you really cannot bring anything back home. You come empty-handed, you go back empty-handed. Somebody says, why do I need to worry too much in this life? You know, I'm destined to die, no matter how hard I try. I got to die anyway, right? After I die, I cannot bring anything home. Why do I need to mind too much about this and that, this and that? No. Then you start to appreciate, man, I should be more happy. I should be more happy to live in this life, right? Why do I need to worry about personal issues, possession issue, possession, how much do I have? So think about death. Probably you can be a more content person. Second thing to help me to be content is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. So, Daniel, please read. If you have clothes and food, you should be content. Really, this is like a dog's life. When I really like to talk about dogs because when I have dogs, right? When my house have dogs, of course my wife loves dogs so much, right? My children too. When the dogs die, my children even cry, right? But I say, oh, it's just only a dog. Why you cry so much, right? But I feel really sorry for them too. But anyway, but when I look at dogs, right? Dogs really have a very good life, right? They got food, they got water, they are happy. How many of you have dogs? Are you aware that dogs really, in the hot summertime, right? Dogs really know how to find the coolest place to rest. He'll always stay at the coolest place in the house when it's hot summertime, right? And he always can find the best place to sleep. I hate when my dog sleep on my sofa, right? The sofa is the best place, right? I mean, for me, I just do not want that four legs animal to sleep on the toilet. I'm sorry, go ahead. Four legs animal to sleep on the sofa, right? But guess what? When I am around, he never sleeps on the sofa, right? But when I go to bed, he goes to bed too. He's so smart. And he's such a good life, right? Do you know when he's hungry, what did he do? He barked at the ball. Woof, woof, woof. Then my wife know, oh, I'm sorry, I forget to feed you. Okay, don't cry, I will feed you, right? Such a good life, man, I really cannot believe it. I told my wife, right, when dogs sometimes, running stomach, diarrhea, yes. Dogs sometimes have diarrhea, right? You know what my wife do to the dogs when she has diarrhea? He wet the butts for the dogs, right? I said, how do you do that? You never wipe my butts, and you wipe dogs' butts, right? I was so angry, man. Dog has such a good life. Have food, have clothing, they are happy. But think about men, right? Men is not like that. How many of you are lacking of food? I don't think so, right? And many of you do not think food too much, right? Food for you, for many of you young men, like 3 minutes stuff, right? Your mother cooked for 2 hours. You're, put, 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 and it's gone. Right? I mean, food for you is... Now I really enjoy food. I'm sorry. I really like food a lot right now. But my point is that dogs can be satisfied with food and water. But how come we human beings, this heart, always want more? It's really amazing. Oh. That's what Jesus said. Oh. But what Jesus said, like, you all know this verse already. Like, turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Many people really worry about what to wear and what to drink and what to eat, right? But this is what Jesus said, oh? 33, who to read? Oh, Ellen. 33, please read. You know this verse already, long time ago, right? Do not worry any what to drink and what to eat. All this, worry about the kingdom of God. All this will be given to you. What Jesus wants you to do is, truly, you have food, you have drink, you shouldn't worry too much, and you really, just like Pastor Liang says, do you remember what is the last sentence Pastor Liang said in the last prayer section? What was his worry? You only worry for two things. Do you remember his worry? Huh? Yes, how his house of God and his children, right? Really, a lot of workers, they don't worry about what kind of clothes they wear, what kind of car they drive, you know? They just worry about their children and the house of God. You know? So, you know, I would say to you, no matter how you view your parents, right, your parents really deserve your respect, no matter how you think about them. Because so far, I never see a parent truly hated their children, no. Everybody is so concerned about their kids, right? And kingdom of God, and not what you eat and what you drink. Brethren, this is my personal feeling now. Do you realize that the more you have, the more worry you have? Huh? You notice that? Really? Oh, I have computer. Now I worry if computer got virus, right? You no computer, you don't worry about virus, right? You have a house in California. Mountain is burning. Wow, it is so close to my house. Wow, the fire is coming to my house. What am I going to do? Did I buy insurance? Hey, wife, check if there's insurance, right? Now you worry about your house. If you do not have a house, if you have rental, do you worry about fire coming over? Maybe not as much, right? Oh, okay, it's not my house, whatever, right? You don't worry that much, right? No. You have car, you worry about accident, you got to buy insurance. You have more. You have children. More worry, I'm telling you. Children is a good thing, but after you got children, there's so many worry. Their academic performance, are they going to be good kids, and this and that. So, Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow. Have food and drink. You shall be content. How do you do that? I don't know. How do I really do it? I think I need to be kept reminded, huh? You don't need to have a lot to be happy, really. How many of you know Zhang Guorong? I'm sorry, it's a Chinese movie star. Zhang Guorong. How did he die? Huh? Zisa, right? Commit suicide, right? He's a very good actor. You know him. Korean people also know him. No, I think Hong Kong people, he's from Hong Kong. Mainland China people know him, right? You don't know him. He's quite famous. Huh? He got money. Oh, you know him already? No, you see? No, he commits suicide. Rich, fame, he have everything, but no joy, right? No satisfaction, no joy. That's why commit suicide. So really, money do not guarantee anything. That's why the Bible keep telling you, if you have something right now, you shall be happy about what you have. Now, brethren, the problem we have right now is that we always look for something we do not have. Oh, I don't have this. I hope I have all this. We always forget about what you have in your hand. So may the Lord open your eyes so you see what you have with your hand. Not always see what you do not have, because you always see what you do not have, you will keep wanting, like the ditches, keep sucking. To me, nowadays, many people are like a bunch of rich guys sitting on a pile of gold, but keep begging. A Under their butts is a pile of gold, but they keep begging in the street, give me more, give me more. What do you think? To me, there are many people like that. Maybe I'm like that, maybe you are like that. We have a lot. Compare with African people, I'm serious. Compare with African people, I'm not talking about South Africa. South Africa is good. I'm talking about the African people. Because South Africa is a lot of Chinese people over there. I'm talking about our church, right? This place is really five-star hotel. You think you sleep in a bad place? This place is, to them, is 5 stars, right? Really, sometimes, I'm serious, so when I eat food with them, I'm serious, sometimes I really chew the chicken bone. Disappear. Sometimes I see that with my own eyes. They really are very lacking materially in some places. So if you look at what we have, you feel content. I have clothes, I have food. Thank God I can live my life. To me, it's all that because we sin. Otherwise, I believe God's intention was that our life should be just like dog's life. How can God give dogs good life, can they lie? Human being, such a hard life. It's all because of we sin. Can you imagine that in Garden of Eden? You don't need to work for food. Food is abundant, you know, guava, avocado, pineapple, you know, dragon eyes, long yen, whatever you can name, all kinds of foods over there, right? Like it's like you just switch out, just like dogs, really. You just bark, 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 whoa, whoa. God said, what do you like to have? And it's there, right? In the Garden of Eden, you don't need cars. Why? Because there's so many animals. You say, hey, lion, come over. Be my right. Hey, kneel down right now. Sit down. Go. Right? You don't need a cell phone, right? Just think about, God, I want to talk to you. God appear. You don't need a cell phone, right? It's and the water. Think about the water. It's spring water, the best spring water, right? So, you know, I think I talked too far. But God's intention is that you have a good life. The problem is you and I, we forget about after you got baptized, your feet supposed to be in the Garden of Eden, right? Meaning that your life supposed to be taken good care of by God, but you will truly come into the Garden of Eden. But the problem is, even though status-wise, we are supposed to be in the Garden of Eden, in the kingdom of God, but we are labored like crazy. We are always put ourselves in the Garden of Eden. We are labored like ordinary people. But God already promised you, right? Just seek my kingdom and my righteousness. Your life will be in the Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden doesn't mean you're a good car, you're a good machine, but you will be very happy and you will be provided. Huh? I keep telling people, do you remember what Jesus bring Peter when Peter was far in the oceans trying to catch fish but catch none? What Jesus prepared for me at the bank? Fish and bread, right? To me, if you truly returning back to God, don't worry about fish and bread. I keep telling you, it's not abalone and lobsters, right? God may not provide you with abalone and lobster, but bread and fish come easily to be obtained. You know, really, you have choice now. You really have choice. You want to seek with all your heart in this life, or you really want to step back? No, I'm okay. I want to learn from Agur. Rich, please do not give me too rich. Poor, please do not give me too poor. I just want to worship my Lord and allow God to take care of my life. I don't know about you, but that was my choice when I was at your age. That's what I prayed to God when I was at your age. And guess what? Like the hymn we just sang, it has been proven that Jesus is faithful. In all my life, right? Even though I never seek money, but I'm always provided. After I decided to follow Jesus, even though I was not a full-time worker, I realized my life was divided. I am not saying this saying this for the sake of saying it. I really choose to do it. That's why, how dare a person can get married when he is still a graduate student, right? Without fixed income. I dare, and I shouldn't say I dare, I choose to do that because I have that kind of confidence that God will provide me and my wife. Before I got married, right, I told my wife, really, we are not looking for material abundance. Are you willing to live a simple life with me? And my wife, I have a concern with my wife. So even though we are very, very poor students, at that time, be honest with you, when I give a birth to a baby, we don't have insurance. Right? We don't have insurance at all. We don't have income, actually, because I was a student. But the Lord provided, only spare me $1,000 to give a birth to my first baby. $1,000, why? Again, United States is a good country, right? They help the poor. Really, there's a program called WIC, Women and Infant Program. It's like charity program. When my wife got pregnant, she go to the clinic, the social worker came, oh, do you need help? How much income you have? Oh, you don't have income, but now you have a baby. Okay, just fill in the form, and we got it, right? I'm serious, though. After my wife got pregnant and we have WIC program with private government, the milk we eat, the juice we eat, is much better than we do not have baby. Because now it's food stamp, right? Coupon, right? You can buy the best brand, the best juice. And from that on, I can see that really we are all provided. We are all provided. When we are thinking, when we have baby and think about maybe we should have a job or something, maybe we want something, God is provided. Oh. So pray that now, if we have clothes and food, you shall be happy and trust your life into the hands of God. Again, I do not only say it, I practice it with my own life, and it works. I use my life to testify to you, it works. It works. Not only it works, though. Sometimes it's more than what you can. 超过你所求所想的，真的. What I have in my life really beyond what I have prayed for, what I thought for. It is really what my grandma blessed us, right? My grandma blessed me and my wife. You know, you notice that before Jacob died, Jacob blessed all the children, right? So before my grandma died, my mother bring all the kids, all her kids to the grandmother, and her grandmother blessed the grandsons. You know, my grandma have short memory already because she was sick for a long time, right? Not very clear sometimes. So. But for some reason, me and my wife, we go to see her in different times. For some reason, her blessing to my wife is the same as how she blessed me. In the same words. The words is what? She said that you do not need to hold axe, 锄头, axe, 锄头, axe. You don't need to hold axe, but you have income all the time. That's what she blessed my wife and blessed me. Oh. You don't need axe, but you simply are taken good care of. And this is exactly how we are provided. Because as long as for me and my family, we really want to worship this one true God. We want to serve Him. We truly want to serve Him. And we are provided. Too many testimony. I don't know how to share this to you, right? Too many testimony. So just hope that you can be content with what you have. Third secret that we shall learn to be content. Hey, time is almost up. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. Chapter 6, verse 9. Like Kevin from Singapore, please read. Verse 10. how I hope that you can memorize at least verse 10, just maybe first sentence, 贪财是万恶之根, 有人贪恋财物就被引诱离了真道用许多愁苦把自己吃透了, at least you can memorize this verse, right? Such a wonderful verse. Now, I memorized since I was young, but of course the test already got given, but for your own benefit, right? This is a very, very good verse. You know, it's nothing wrong to get rich, right? But I'm telling you, if your heart is only for money only, just like, oh, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, dollar sign, right? All your life is dollar sign, right? And you won't be, you're greedy for money, I'm sorry, one day you might feel sorrow for it, okay? There are so many examples in the Bible already. Judah for 30 silver pieces of silver. What happened to him? Hung himself in a tree. Four stomach broken and the intestine flow out, right? Gehazi, just for maybe two set of clothing and certain silver, right? And then become leprosy. Now, I am a pastor. I saw many brother and sister really just a little bit just the thoughts, oh, just deviate a little bit away. Then I realized the house was foreclosure. They were loaded with money at the beginning. Later on, set to zero. Zero, nothing, lost everything. Even lost the house, everything, right? I saw those brothers and sisters, or maybe a particular brother, every time, lunch hour, he's not, everybody was eating, he's not eating. He was kneeling down praying, Lord, crying, Lord, crying. Just one greedy thoughts that he might have. I don't know, I cannot give you details because it's not decent to tell other people's story to you, but I see too many. Content, do not be greedy. Ambitious, sometimes it's not too good. For money, I'm talking about money, for money. It's not too good. Greedy is the root for all evil. Content is the bad things. May the Lord give you content, really. No matter how much you have, if you have content heart, you have everything. No matter how much you have Jesus Christ, you have content heart. Let's pray in silence. Amen.